I met Charlie King about 15, 20 years ago. I was up from Mexico and I'd gone to a conference at a retreat center, the Newman Center, I think in Massachusetts, where he was singing with a biblical scholar named Ched Myers, who writes a lot about the Gospel of Mark. And Ched always roots his biblical teaching in what's going on in the world, the Word in the world. And Charlie was there with his partner Karen, and they sang us into a new understanding of what that means. I think it's really interesting how music can get into our hearts and minds in ways that often just the spoken word can. There's something sacred that happens that comes through music. Charlie has been singing for 50 years and writing songs for 40 years. And more than most people I know, he has lived the gospel in and through his work. This kind of song that Charlie sings, that he brings to us, is one that has been so needed and is so badly needed today. Last night I went to his concert. He comes every year to Tucson to do a benefit concert for one of the border organizations. And it was at Temple Emmanuel, and the place was absolutely packed. And what struck me was it was a bunch of, well, older folks and a bunch of younger folks. Charlie speaks and sings to all ages, and it was beautiful to see how he lifted the crowd. Most of us tired from the way that we walk and the activities in which we're involved, and got us all singing and left us all in a place that was better than when we had come. It's a beautiful thing to see. I think one of the most remarkable things about Charlie to me is that he sings about ordinary people often and their extraordinary lives. And so Charlie's going to share some song. We'll have some back and forth, and we'll see where we go together this morning. So I introduce Charlie King again, and I don't know, Ted, sometimes you'll be singing and sometimes not. Okay, he'll lead. He'll lead us all. Yes.
Thanks, Del. Well, that's a good introduction to a song about an ordinary person living an extraordinary life. A woman that I finally had the privilege to meet. I first read about her in a newspaper article that was sent to me by Pete Seeger. Her name is Yanira Merino, and Yanira is Salvadoran. She was a volunteer literacy worker in El Salvador, and because of that community service, she was placed on a hit list of her government, who really didn't want people learning to read or think or question. So she had to leave El Salvador under cover of darkness just to save her life. She came to the United States. She settled in Southern California. When I read her story, which is a common story, she finally did find work in Southern California, working at a crummy job in a crummy factory, the kind of place that only hires immigrant labor because they figure they can pay them very little and push them around because they don't know their rights. But Yanira had already been pushed around by some of the meanest people in this hemisphere, and so it turns out they were no match for her. They laugh and they tell us the unions are dead. Now it's every man for himself. Well, here in L.A., there's a new union maid, and I tell you, folks, she's something else. Her name is Yanira, a daring Latina. She knows her strength and her worth. She's younger but wiser, a born organizer, the kind we call salt of the earth. Hey, Yanira, I just wanna sing your name. Yanira, daughter of El Salvador. Yanira, nothing ever will be the same. Que viva Yanira Merino. They had murdered her lover for speaking his mind. She ran north across Mexico. The death squad pursued her and did some things to her I don't think that you'd want to know. but her spirit's unbroken. She's brave and outspoken, a steady, unquenchable flame. And she brought that fire to the sweatshop that hired her. They'll never forget her name. It's Yanira. Now would you like to sing her name? Yanira, Yanira, daughter of El Salvador. Yanira, Yanira, nothing ever will be the same. Que viva Yanira, que viva Yanira Merino. 27 years old, two kids, no job. She hired on at a shrimp packing plant, where the boss, he was rude, and the foreman was lewd. The perks and the wages were scant. But her bright smile would shine to her friends on the line. How long, good people, how long? They can pull any crime on us one at a time. But in union, we are strong. Yanira, oh, come on and sing her name. Yanira, Yanira, daughter of El Salvador. Yanira, Yanira, nothing ever will be the same. Que viva Yanira. Que viva Yanira Merino. Here's what she did. She started with five in the dark on the sly, meeting outside the packing house wall. Then the five each brought four to show up at the door of the laborers' union hall. 25 takes the game if they each take three names to sign up for a fight they can win. Oh, it snowballed in time till at last 89 voted yes. The union was in. Hey, Yanira, they all want to sing your name. Que viva, Yanira. Que viva, Yanira Merino. Yanira is not packing shrimp anymore. She's packing the union hall. There is nobody braver for immigrant labor. The immigrant stands for us all. Sought a hell with a law that would padlock the door. And tell me, which side are you on? It couldn't be clearer. Let's side with Yanira and the courage to carry it on. Oh, Yanira, I just want to sing your name. Yanira, Yanira, daughter of El Salvador. Yanira, Yanira, nothing ever will be the same. Que viva Yanira, que viva Yanira, que viva Yanira, que viva Yanira Merino.
So we've been talking a little bit about Satan. Last week we talked a little bit about Satan, and you know, there's a scene in this story where Jesus and Peter get angry at each other, and Jesus says, "Get behind me, Satan. You know, you're not seeing the world the way God sees, you're seeing it the way people sees." So I wonder if you have anything to sing or say about Satan.
Well, two songs come to mind, one of which I'll sing. One of them is an old union song. Boss comes up to me with a $10 bill, says, "Buy yourself some whiskey, boys, and drink your fill. get thee behind me, Satan. Yeah. But this is one that I wrote, and I guess it's to a certain extent, it's kind of spin-off of something my mother used to tell me. She said, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. Yeah, and I've found that to be very bad advice. When wherever you look, the view is appalling, the villains are winning, the heroes are falling, when all of your life needs a good overhaul, and when the end of the tunnel is dark, you gotta take the hard facts from wherever you look. You gotta boil them soft in your pressure cooker. Sometimes you're so sad, you gotta try happy. Pour yourself out in love. You go out with a frown, you find trouble waiting, your worrisome busyness, a workshop of Satan. This world is a sweatshop, it needs recreating, but we're all working overtime. I invite you to take an unscheduled vacation. Participate in a life transformation. Sometimes you feel you must dance to survive. Pour yourself out in love. Kind of hoped you'd be singing with me by now. Try singing love, 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 my friend. Pour yourself out in love. You just sing love, 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 my friend. Pour yourself out in love. You say you're looking for love. Why don't you live it? Don't wait around for some other to give it. Turn yourself on this melodious pivot and you'll find your face in the sun. This world doesn't need another go-getter. So be a go-giver. You'll find it much better. I tell you, you get much more than you give when you pour yourself out in love. And then sing love, 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 my friend. Pour yourself out in love. You can sing love, 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 my friend. Pour yourself out in love. Now can you believe this song grew out of sadness? A worrisome downtime of self-serving madness. When I hit bottom, I opted for gladness, not knowing how high I could bounce. Ooh, I had emptied myself out as a worrisome grumbler. So I filled myself up to the brim of the tumbler. Then wrote the song to tip myself over and pour myself out in love. And I sang, love, 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 my friend. Poured myself out in love. Now you sing. You gotta pour yourself out without hesitation. Give of yourself without calculation. This very smart world lacks imagination, and we're boring ourselves to death. I invite you to take an unscheduled vacation. Participate in a life transformation. Sometimes you feel you must dance to survive. Pour yourself out in love and then sing love, 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 my friend. Pour yourself out in love. You can sing love, 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 my friend. Pour yourself out in love. Keep singing love, 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 my friend. Pour yourself out in love, love. Pour yourself out in love.
Yeah, that was great. So Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say I am? And they had some answers, and generally, you know, their answers were, people who had gone before, all of them were dead. I think that's what we think about a lot of times when we think about who Jesus is. It's somebody who died a long time ago and doesn't have very much to do with our life. But I know I've come to think of Jesus differently, God with us in lots of forms. And I wonder what you have to say. Who is Jesus for you? I know you came from Irish Catholic background. Come a long way, maybe, right? And what would you say about that? Who do you say?
Well, the first thing I would say is present company accepted, I assume, but some of my favorite UCC ministers are Irish Catholics. So, there's hope for us all. A major project of my adult life has been kind of redefining and rediscovering what Jesus means to me and what God means to me, which has been a process of recovering what I was taught as a child. So I got to the point where it just no longer made sense to me. And I think a real key moment for me was 17 years ago, I married a Jew. And we were determined to find some kind of common spirituality. And I wouldn't say we were entirely successful at that, but it did introduce me to Judaism and to the Jewishness of Jesus, which really rooted him in history for me as a flesh and blood character who said some of the things that, or said things like what we heard this morning, talking in paradoxes, you know, in order to save your life, you must lose it, and throwing out these challenges. The time that he lived, the cross was the fate of people who rebelled against the state in some way. And so when he said, pick up your cross and follow me, he was saying, you know, take some risks, follow me to where I'm going, but also be part of this effort to change the way we relate to one another in society, the way we as Jews fail to hold to our covenant, and so the Romans get to walk all over us when we should be defining the game. So that's been a kind of discovery. And then that throws up into question the whole idea of what it means to be trying to relate to what we call God, because we've always, in the same way that we sort of spiritualize Jesus, we humanize God. And the reading from Walter Brueggemann this morning that really emphasizes a God beyond our understanding, who is not at our beck and call, who has a wildness about God that cannot be tamed or turned to our purposes, but that we can only respond to. And I have come to think about God not so much as a person in the sky or human being writ large with all the best virtues, and more as a kind of a flow of goodness. That is an image that works very well for me. It sort of runs parallel to what Martin Luther King said about the arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. And the flow of the universe is very diverse and very unpredictable and very wild, but it moves in the direction of goodness. And I feel like my job is to be like a leaf in that flow of goodness and be carried by it, or like the prayer of St. Francis, to be a channel for that goodness. And I find if I can surrender, let go, be part of that flow, or if I can open up or change my direction, it's sort of like a valve, you know, you turn a valve and you've opened a channel, and then things can flow through that channel. And most channels are cleansed and widened by the flow that goes through them, and that's a hope that I have as well. And I guess the last piece for me was I grew up with a belief that we were put on earth in order to be good and go to heaven. And that was pretty much an individual matter. And I've found in my adult life that redemption comes to me in community. One spark of that came when I was sitting in my backyard on a day quite like today, and I was spoiling it by thinking about it too much. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I was appreciating the beauty of everything around me and then thinking about how this was just only one little spot of a vast and complex earth with so many different ecosystems, and that's only part of a solar system that's wild and crazy and beyond our control, and the solar system is just part of a galaxy that's unimaginably huge, and it's just one of billions of galaxies in a universe that's so enormous, and now they're telling me it's only one of many universes, and I think, like, gosh, in comparison to all that, I'm just an insignificant little piece of dust that no one could possibly care about. So That's how you ruin a good day. And all these voices chatter in my head all the time. Do you have voices in your head that talk? Yeah. My son told me a very helpful thing. He said, Dad, he said, those voices in your head, they're not you. I said, they're not. He said, no. He said, you're just the idiot who listens to them. So on this particular day, through no effort of my own, all the voices in my head went silent. And into the silence, a voice spoke that I had never heard before, that I haven't heard since. The voice said very simply, step into the holy circle. So that's my job, to make sense of that. There's about a billion little critters in a teacup. It's about a million light years to the wall. It's got me wondering what kind of heavenly mainframe gonna keep track of every sparrow that falls. Gonna get to know me enough to love me. I was lost in such inscrutable thought. Come step into the holy circle. That's the simple little answer I got. I stepped into the holy circle. I find friends waiting for me. I step into the holy circle. I get wise and I get free. All my life I was meant to be there. All my life I had turned away. I step into the holy circle. Goodbye, lonely yesterday. Try singing that. I step into the holy circle. I step into the holy. I find friends. I find friends waiting for me. I step into the holy. I get wise. I get wise. And I get free. All my life I was meant to be there. All my life I was meant to be there. All my life I had turned away. I step into the hole. Goodbye. Goodbye, lonely yesterday. Would you really like to drive yourself crazy? Here's a very easy way to do it, my friend. Find the one thing you're bound to fail at, and you do it over and over again. Now there is help, but you got to reach for it. How come I could never figure that out? I step into the holy circle. That's the ticket they were talking about. I step into the holy friends. I find friends waiting for me. I step into the holy wise. I get wise and I get free. All my life I was meant to be there. All my life I had turned away. I step into the holy circle. Goodbye, lonely yesterday. Rolling right back to the first stargazer. Stretching all around the skin of the world. You're gonna be amazed where you find your neighbor. Every boy, yes, and every girl. Everybody looking for the genuine item. Everybody searching for the safest way home. Everybody trying to fill a hunger inside them. We were never meant to make it alone. I step into the holy circle. I find friends waiting for me. I step into the holy circle. I get wise and I get free. All my life I was meant to be there. All my life I had turned away. I step into the holy circle. Goodbye, lonely yesterday. I step into the holy circle. Goodbye, lonely yesterday.
Thank you.